selector.
Listening to Warren and Elle on Canada Talks.
All right, so last time this gentleman was here, I wasn't here, so I'm excited I get to meet him today.
Well, and what? I tried to have a snack during the break, and it went too long. Last time Arthur was filling in with me, and what Arthur and I learned is that there is so much more to know about garlic than you think there is.
Yeah.
And also, everyone's like, oh, yeah, garlic, I like it. I know about it. No, you don't. No, you don't.
No, you really don't. Because this guy had to write a book in order to learn everything that he knows, and it's way more than us.
Well, also, he founder of the annual Garlic Festival, which is coming back. And yes, the new book, Ontario Garlic, The Story from Farm to Festival. Please welcome back to the show, Peter McCluskey.
Thanks very much.
Oh, there we go.
All right, let's do it again. There we go.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, nice to see you.
Nice to be here.
And you brought us some garlic. I've got a nice little garlic bud right here.
I brought you a couple of my garlic bulbs. I grow garlic. I grew about 4,000 this year.
Wow.
And these are some of the smaller bulbs. I brought these on purpose because a lot of people say, oh, I don't want a small garlic bulb. It's too small to cook with. But you get a lot of flavor out of just one clove.
Well, also, I was thinking, you know what? Like, this is a nice, like, it's like a single serving.
Exactly.
Right? It's like a nice, it's a perfect little, because that's my problem, is that with a whole clove, no, wait, is a clove
that's
the little thing?
That's a bulb.
Yeah, the whole bulb.
It's made up of cloves.
Made up of cloves, yeah.
With a whole bulb, what I find happens is I end up using a few pieces of garlic, and then probably what's going to happen is it's going to fall on the ground or something, or I'm going to knock the bulb off, and then I'm going to end up wasting half the garlic because right. You only use a little piece at a time.
You can break off each clove and mm-hmm. cook with it, and then use the other cloves later. But once you crack open a clove, you should use it within a few minutes. So that's another reason why a small clove is especially good. You don't want a big clove that you only use half of it.
Why use it within a few minutes?
Because when you crush garlic, you notice there's no smell to that right now, and when you crush it, mm-hmm. there's all these chemical reactions take place, and they go on for minutes and hours. It's quite amazing what goes on in a little clove of garlic, and it's that reaction that produces the garlic flavor. And so you'll notice after a few minutes a particular flavor, and after say 15 minutes, the smell is different, the flavor is different. It's within that first 10 or 15 minutes that you really want to use the garlic. Like chefs, good chefs will not chop garlic and then let it sit for the whole day. They'll use it within minutes.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah.
But it is, that sort of makes sense to me because you know those like big jars you can get of minced garlic?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would never go near that.
Well, see, because I am lazy, I used to buy those things of minced garlic because I'm like, great, I don't have to cut it up now. And then I would just dump it in because I, you know, have a lot of like stir fried vegetables and stuff. So I just dump tons of it in there. But yeah, it never tasted A, that garlicky,
yeah.
or B, that good. And since you've been on the show, I've eaten fresh garlic and, you know, been like, all right, I'll chop up my own. But it didn't occur to me, but it's true. The taste difference is incredible.
It is. And that's what drew me to garlic. I mean, when I started, I worked in New York for 20 years in marketing. I came back to Toronto in 2009 and... To make this story short, I fell in love with garlic. Someone shipped me some garlic, a local farmer. And I've been cooking all my life, but with the cheap stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like I found God. It's I've been flipping through the Bible before, but really I found God that day when I tasted Ontario garlic.
Yeah.
Very cool. I'm a big garlic fan. I mean, I put it on everything. You know, I actually do have powdered garlic, and I know that you know, chefs and garlic fans would think you're crazy, but that's just because sometimes I I don't have time to cut up. I mean, I also have fresh garlic that I dice myself.
Yeah.
But I mean, I like garlic so much that, you know, sometimes
even
it's...
Even fake chemical garlic. You're like, garlicky.
Well, there's good powdered garlic out there. Buy it from a local farmer who dries it himself or herself.
Well, I have it from a market, right? Yeah. I do have it from a market. So, but that's the thing is sometimes I'm making something quick and I want to sprinkle some garlic on it. And I, you know, so...
No harm.
I'll do that. Yeah, but
no demerit points for that.
But I'm with you on it. I mean, I'm a fan of it, and it's not an old wives' tale. It's healthy. It's good for you.
Yeah, it is. And a couple of key things actually, which I mentioned in the book, if you want to take it for medicinal purposes, eat it raw, chop it up really thoroughly, because it's that thoroughly crushing or chopping that brings out all that flavor, and that's the chemical that's beneficial. Mm-hmm. And so you should chop it really thoroughly, and then eat it raw, don't cook it. Cooking destroys that garlicky flavor, and with it, any medicinal potential.
Really?
See, no one knows that.
I didn't know that.
I mean, obviously, people know it because you know it, but I mean, I know people who swallow cloves whole.
No,
and
don't
they're
do that.
Like, oh, so good for you. Nah. But that's a waste.
I interviewed 150 people for this book, chefs, farmers, gardeners, little old ladies, and scientists. One of them is a guy who's a Harvard chemist, and he's been studying garlic for 40 years. And he's written a book like 2 inches thick on the chemistry of garlic. So I've interviewed him to get like, what are the juicy bits that I can tell people that they don't know?
Well, and
can you chop it up and snort it?
We're working on that in the garlic lab. We'll let you know soon.
Yeah. All right, let me know.
Well, I mean, you can. They just don't know if it's beneficial yet.
Maybe in some ways.
Yeah.
You know what?
Your sinuses, probably.
At the garlic festival, I
will freebase it.
People get really high. They're really excited, and I don't know what it is exactly. I think there is something in the garlic that just makes people like kind of excited.
Probably.
Strange.
It's delicious.
Sure. Why not?
And we should talk a little bit about the book, Ontario Garlic, The Story from Farm to Festival, because it is a little bit of everything when it comes to garlic. It's recipes, it's...
cooking tips.
Cooking tips, health, the farm.
How to grow it.
Yeah. A little bit of your story is in here.
Yeah.
When did you decide to write the book?
I think it was 2 years ago when I first started talking to the publisher. And just seemed like a really good idea. And especially to focus on Ontario. We produce such great garlic here. And to tell that story... The truth is, though, it's kind of a universal story. I just had a review in India on this book.
Nice.
Why? Because the talking about the cooking with garlic, the medicinal benefits, and the story of where garlic came from in Central Asia and how it came to Ontario from 10,000 years ago is really fascinating. And it's kind of a story about people. And so you can be anywhere and read this book, and it's an interesting tale.
Yeah.
Some of the immigrant stories of how they were made fun of for loving garlic. That's totally different now, because they were right all along. They just weren't appreciated for it. Say in the 19th and early 20th century, the British poo-pooed garlic.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Why?
Oh well, that's a. I mean,
read the book, Ward.
Yeah, read the book.
Oh,
no, but in short, garlic was associated with a certain class of people.
Right.
Curiously, that's how it got popular everywhere over the centuries. It ended up being like a poor man's food, that umami flavor. So one of the recipes I have here from a Toronto chef, he said when he grew up, garlic was the meat in the pot. They couldn't afford meat and fish.
Right.
And so his mother would use garlic. And so that's how garlic got everywhere in all these cuisines around the world. But at the same time, it was associated with lower class. So the British, for example, didn't appreciate immigrants coming to Canada for number one. And number two, a lot of these immigrants coming here who were not British were all using garlic. So garlic was kind of the symbol of these like dirty immigrants.
Well, wasn't there something about any sort of strong smelling food, whether it was spice or garlic or anything like that? Yeah, they associated with either lower class.
Well, there are other factors that come into play. There was a temperance movement in the 19th century in the U.S. and to some degree here. And so spicy food, if you ate spicy food, it might mean that you'll succumb to your carnal desires.
And that explains a lot about me.
So one of the things that I researched was it was a manual for a girls' school in mid 19th century roughly, and one of the things they advised against was eating spicy foods, including garlic, because it could lead to madness and even death. Really? Yeah.
So what's the vampire thing?
So, yeah, that's interesting. There's a disease called...
Why? We don't even have to make things up in this world anymore. Because we just look at human beings.
Just look at humans. Yeah. And, right? And so we're the human ridiculous. Story through garlic has really has got the sadness, the comic parts, everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the vampire connection, there's a disease called porphyria, and people with that have...
I had a roommate that had it. No, I did. I had a roommate that had porphyria. Yeah, it's people still get it.
Yeah, and so...
Very sensitive to light.
Yeah, some of the symptoms are sensitivity to light and your skin kind of flaking off. So things that have become, you know, associated with vampires, the vampire mm-hmm. lore picked up on... But people...
A lot of people think that the vampire legend came from not understanding what porphyria was.
Yeah, and so... Those people are also allergic to sulfur and sulfur-containing things like garlic. So they would be repelled by that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So then Bram Stoker was a writer over 100 years ago who popularized the whole vampire thing and made this help further this association with garlic. So I talk about that in the book as well.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
See, I told you is that... You don't know how interesting garlic is until you start talking to Peter. And then all of a sudden you're like, I didn't know all this stuff. Who knew?
But, you know, as some of my friends will tell, after an hour or two of talking to me, they'll say, oh, I can't stand talking to this guy anymore. He just talks about garlic.
Well, and that's why you buy the book.
Right. I think it's great.
Because then you can read the stories at your own pace and learn about garlic. And yeah, some of the, of course, listeners know I'm not much of a chef. But some of the recipes... that I've looked over more carefully in this book, because there's 40
recipes.
40 recipes. Like, look amazing.
And some of them use garlic in a dessert.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting. That's another thing that I wanted to explore in the book. And at the festival, we have dishes that are sweet, like chocolate ice cream that use garlic. And people wonder, well, how can you do that? Well, garlic roasted caramelizes and mm-hmm. mellows and works really well with say chocolate, for example.
Last time, you missed it, Ward, sucker. Peter brought us chocolates that had garlic inside, and Arthur and I ate them.
What?
Yeah.
And you didn't leave one here?
This year we're doing a beer.
Yeah, I saved it since last year. Here you go.
Thanks, Al.
It's hard now.
We're doing a beer. It's kind of a porter based with black garlic this year.
Black garlic.
Yeah, and using that in a ribs and black garlic beer sauce. So ooh. there's amazing combinations with garlic that people don't think of, but they're mind-blowing.
Listener Lenuzo tweets in, isn't it ironic? I'm eating lunch, which is garlic chicken with rice. And Ward and Al are having a garlic specialist on right now. No, that's a coincidence, but cool. It's not ironic.
Oh, FYI, that's one of Ward's pet peeves, the misuse of the term ironic.
That'll be my next book.
It is a coincidence. That's cool. Garlic chicken and rice. Okay,
delicious.
So people listening, tweet us, what is one of your favorite uses of garlic or one of your favorite garlic dishes? What about you?
Who, me?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
My favorite. What? Not that other person in the room. One of my favorite garlic, you know, it's a really simple one, is just really fresh bread, like French baguette with butter and garlic.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, you got me there. Yeah. You got me. You know, I don't eat a lot of bread. I'm pretty low carb and all, but I've always said one of the hardest things for me, when people say, what's hard about like a low carb diet? I always go, garlic bread.
Yeah.
Like regular bread, I don't care. Right? Yeah. Sandwiches, I'll get over it. You know, I'll have a wrap, whatever. Garlic bread, especially when you go to the somewhere that does it right.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
I know.
Hard, right?
Or or toasted with garlic on it. But you know, really, yeah. with when it comes to garlic, there's almost no food that it's totally different without garlic on it. You've got to have the garlic. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to say I have a favorite dish.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you have a favorite?
I don't. No. Like
I think the garlic bread may do it for me.
Yeah.
Garlic and butter.
Yeah.
When I cook, and I use the term cook loosely, it's all really simple stuff because, again, I'm lazy.
Right.
So I tend to, like, I stir fry a lot.
Yeah.
But what I'll do is just put all my vegetables in there and then put stir fried in soy sauce and then dice
the garlic.
Garlic and put it in there and just in that.
So you put the garlic in at the end?
No, I put it in at the beginning.
So that's something that I point out. When you're cooking with garlic, don't Don't cook it like onions. Don't put it into hot oil.
Oh.
Put it toward the end because it burns really easily.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be burnt. You can burn it off real fast. Yeah,
I'm just really used to eating burnt food.
You know,
so
for years, I have a confession. Before I really discovered garlic, I would cook with it, and I would cook it like onions, and it would make this acrid smell. And I thought, I thought that was the smell of garlic. I had no clue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's simply that, and a lot of recipes are misleading. They'll say to cook the garlic in oil, or at the beginning, put it in toward the end.
That makes so, now that you're saying it, that does make so much sense.
Right.
But
especially because it's going to melt off so fast, right?
Yes.
We are speaking to author Peter McCluskey, the author of Ontario Garlic, The Story from Farm to Festival. More than just a history lesson of garlic, it's also lots of recipes and different ideas and little known facts and things that you'll find interesting.
Also, we should mention that the 5th annual Toronto Garlic Festival is Sunday, September 20th from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Yeah.
New location this year, Artscape Witchwood Barns.
Where is that?
It's at Christie and St. Clair.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, really easy to get to.
Yeah. And we'll put the all the information and the website up on our spot. And tell people what kind of things you have at the Garlic Festival. If they come check it out, what can they expect?
Well, we've got 20 farmers, Ontario farmers, selling their garlic and chefs cooking with their garlic. We've got food demos, three different film screenings, a garlic breath contest.
Amazing.
All kinds of live music. So the big thing is really just the food, tasting all the different food and different combinations, some comfort food like roast corn with garlic butter.
Now you're
and delicious.
Some things more challenging, like we've got a homemade toasted marshmallow with black garlic.
Now I'm hungry. See, now I'm hungry. This is the problem with doing this.
I know.
In the middle of the show.
Sorry.
I know.
Next time I'll bring like a whole picnic basket
Please?
Of garlic goodies
yeah,
for you.
We're yeah. not asking too much.
Yeah.
Victoria, can you go find out if there's some garlic bread anywhere out there?
Yeah, she looks like she's going to work really hard on that.
Thank you.
Also, for people who maybe are used to like buying garlic in the grocery store and whatever, there's farmers markets all over the place.
Yeah.
Go to your local farmers market and see if they have any locally grown.
I'm actually texting my wife, pick up some garlic. She's going to the grocery store.
You know what? You know how to find garlic? Google garlic map. So we created, for the Garlic Festival, created an online garlic map that lists hundreds of locations across the province where you can buy Ontario garlic.
Oh, that's amazing.
So it'll list farmers markets, and soon we'll have supermarkets when they've got it online.
Oh, that's great.
So garlic map, Google that.
Because the fresher the garlic, like it does make a big difference.
Well, so that's a thing.
Fresher.
It doesn't have to be, it's harvested in July, it's cured for a few weeks, and then whenever you buy it, it's still excellent. It's not like tomatoes.
No.
You can stock up on it in the fall and have it for months.
Okay.
Yeah.
I felt like it was...
You don't need to buy it fresh every week.
Okay.
Just buy a bunch
That's
of
good
it
to
and
know
store
too.
It up.
That's good to know.
And then
How
you've
do you
got
store
your,
it?
Then you've got your stash.
How do you store it? I've heard don't refrigerate it.
Don't refrigerate it. Keep it at a steady temperature, if anything. Keep it away from your kitchen, like hot areas in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Don't have it near your stove or oven, for example. A cellar or pantry is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Back of the cabinet.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people in Toronto live in apartments and all that.
Yeah.
They don't have a cellar or a pantry.
They may not have a cellar in their condo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, back of the cabinet.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Sorry. Lanuzzo said, thanks for correcting coincidence and irony. Yeah, you know what? You got me now, because now I'm sitting here thinking of, it's kind of funny. If you say garlic to people, the average person on the street, they'll go, yeah, sure, whatever, spaghetti. And you go, no. Then you start naming stuff off. And
yeah.
You start going, oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I like that too. Oh, the garlic bread. Oh, garlic butter. Oh,
right.
Yeah, you know. Like, I already love butter like crazy. You add garlic to it, and it's like, well, yeah, I'll just have everything with that.
It's heaven.
Yeah.
I'll just have everything with garlic butter. Thank you very much. So is there a garlic dish you don't like? Is there something you don't feel it works with? Because you obviously love garlic. So.
Only if it's kind of a gimmicky thing, like someone did a beer with chopped garlic in it.
Chunks floating?
Yeah,
or
not roasted, or it wasn't black garlic. So they didn't really understand.
Right.
It's just when you misuse garlic.
Right.
You try to do something gimmicky. That
garlic ice cream.
No way. Garlic ice cream. This year we've got a butterscotch.
Oh.
Butterscotch.
I was kidding. It works.
Ice cream with bourbon and black garlic swirled into it. It's amazing. We did a test batch recently. Yeah.
Yeah. It depends on the type of garlic and how you prepare it, right? Well, so it has a lot to do with it.
Black garlic it's a fermented garlic. It's totally black. It's tarry-like. Yeah. And it's got a flavor like tamarind or licorice.
Yeah.
Works really well with chocolate things.
I'm listening.
Yeah. And that's what's going into the black garlic. Right. Beer sauce, for example. And it also is really good in one of our chocolatiers, Laura Slack, does a dark chocolate truffle with black garlic.
Well, when I was in the States this past week, I noticed at the liquor store that vodka now comes in every flavor you can imagine.
Mm.
Right? What about a garlic vodka? Could that actually be done? Could you have like a garlic booze? Yeah. You mentioned the bourbon butterscotch. Really?
A good friend of mine in New York does a vodka with the garlic cloves.
Okay, because you know what? I'm already thinking of drinks would be amazing. Put it in a Caesar.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, that would be great.
Right?
I didn't even think about that, that's a great idea.
And what's good in a Caesar is garlic scapes. Garlic scapes are the green parts that come up in the end of June. You break those off, typically. They taste like garlic. And you chop them up and put it in a Caesar. It's amazing.
Delicious.
Yeah. You could live off just garlic.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I might.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm not kidding when I say I'm texting my wife going, okay, I need this. Okay, so Phillips just gave us each a multi-cooker.
Mm.
So you can do slow cooking in it. You can saute in it. And I was just sitting here going, imagine being able to saute some garlic where you and I can't screw it up.
No, I know. Yeah.
Right? So
just low heat.
We're supposed to be trying these.
No, yeah, you say just low heat, but yeah. We're really good at screwing things up. I say I'm going to do something on low heat, and then I'm like, well, it's taking a long time. I'll just turn it up a bit. And then I'm like, it's burnt.
Yeah, but I mean, so what happened is Phillips offered us this multi-cooker for people who, like us, don't necessarily have time to cook big meals, but we want to make something so maybe it can cook all day or cook for a couple hours or set it and forget it, that kind of thing.
Right.
And we're going to try different experiments. Well, you can saute with it. And I was just sitting there going, you know, a lot of times I don't have time. Like Al, I end up burning stuff because I'm just in a hurry or whatever. So I can set it, then let it do the trick while I get other things done.
Yeah.
Think of the garlic dishes you can make.
No, but think you could put get a nice fresh, like go to the bakery and get a nice fresh loaf of like white bread. That Italian bread. And then put it in there on whatever setting that will like warm it up, but with the butter and the garlic on it. And then it'll be hot bread with melted garlic butter.
Do you like grilled cheese sandwiches?
Yeah.
So chop up garlic into a grilled cheese. It's out of control.
Yeah. I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
Or butter the pan with garlic
butter.
By the way,
Peter keeps making suggestions, and then we both just stare at him with our mouths open like, oh my God, that's a thing. Yeah, I'm not kidding. I might go home and make a grilled cheese because I have, you know, Balderson's.
Yeah.
Aged cheddar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. I just got some of that.
And chopped garlic and chop it not even too fine, just kind of chunky. So when you bite into it as you're chewing it, you'll get these little garlic explosions.
You're a genius.
Garlic explosions, Al.
Yeah.
Garlic explosions.
No, I'm super into that.
Yeah. If you had your own cooking show, that's what you should call it.
Garlic explosions.
Garlic
working on it.
Explosions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should. Do you have like a YouTube channel or anything? You should make little garlic videos.
Get on it, man.
Yeah, later today. You know, I've got so much time in my day.
Yeah,
not a problem.
Yeah, it seems like you don't do much. Just making festivals and writing books and being a farmer.
We have been speaking to Peter McCluskey. He's the author of Ontario Garlic: The Story from Farm to Festival. You got to come back, man. You got to come back, and we're going to do some garlic cooking.
I'd love to.
Please. By all means, bring in some garlic chefs. You bring in some garlic stuff.
I
Al and I
that.
Will come up with some garlic stuff. And we'll,
yeah.
We'll all eat. We'll trade.
Brilliant.
And, of course, the Garlic Festival, the Toronto Garlic Festival, is Saturday. Sunday. I can read. Sunday, September 20th. And the website is torontogarlicfestival.ca. We will, of course, tweet that out and put it on the Facebook page. And totally check it out because there's all kinds of different things there and food and drinks and
good beer, wine.
Yeah, trust me, guys, you will be shocked at how much you enjoy garlic.
I'm going.
It's happening.
Doing this. Yeah, Absolutely. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Really great. I'm glad you can make it back so I can meet you. So,
yeah.
Very cool.
Get some garlic.
And of course, we'll tweet it out as it gets closer to the event and everything like that.
Yes, we will.
Talk about it. All right.
Let's take a break and we'll be back. Well, the day's almost over.
Yeah. Come back and we'll wrap up the day.
Come back and wrap it up.
This is Ward and L.
You're listening to Sirius XM Channel 167. I've had the highest mountains. I've had the deepest rhythm. You can have it all, but now keep moving. I'll take it in, but don't look down. 'Cause I'm on top of the world.